This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, June 14th. God's word for you today is unique versus replacement. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts chapter 13, verse 22, and it says, "But God removed Saul and replaced him with David, a man about whom God said, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do.'" The fifth bait that you must not bite is the "I am indispensable" bait. It is a lie. It is a bait. Don't bite it. Everybody, every human being is dispensable. I am not saying this to make you think less of yourself. I am saying this to make you not lose what God has blessed you with. I am saying this so that you will place the proper value on what God has released into your life so that you don't lose it. A classic example is Queen Vashti. Historians described Vashti as the epitome of beauty, perfection in a woman. Vashti felt indispensable, but because God wanted to bring about a plan, Vashti was displaced. We won't go into the theology of whether what she did was right or wrong, but the key thing is that Vashti was not indispensable. For every Vashti, there is an Esther. For every Saul, there is a David. For every Adam, there is a Jesus. No one is indispensable. This truth should make everybody humble. Even though you are not indispensable, you need to understand that you are unique. Every human being is unique. There are no two human beings that are the same. Even identical twins don't share the same fingerprint and iris. You see snow all over, but no two snowflakes are the same. They are unique. Isn't God amazing? Have you seen the pattern of a snowflake? God does not repeat the pattern for the billions and trillions of snowflakes that fall. For the billions and billions of human beings that exist, each one is unique. Even our heartbeat is unique. If you listen to your heartbeat, it is different from your neighbor's heartbeat. Put your hand on your child's chest or your spouse's chest. Their heartbeat is different. Now imagine this. God hears all the heartbeats on earth. Uniqueness. And because we are unique, sometimes we erroneously believe that we are indispensable. We need to understand that being unique means that something or someone is unlike anything or anyone else. Uniqueness is one thing. However, as unique as you are replaceable. Think about it. As unique as a snowflake is, it can be replaced. And that does not change its uniqueness. Therefore, uniqueness and replaceability are two different things. If God has called you to do something or be something, you are unique. But guess what? You can be replaced, and your replacement will be better than you. Say amen. That is how it is. But I pray in the name of Jesus that you will not be replaced. No one will take your crown. No one will take your place. No one will take your seat. No one will do your duty in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, help me value and deploy my uniqueness for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.